Shkalim chapter 6, Mishnah 6. So we're talking about all these chests that they would put offerings into, they would put money into to buy certain offerings. And says the Mishnah, Ha'omer, if someone who makes a vow and he says, Harei alai eitzim, I'm going to give an offering, a donation for wood. I'm going to give a wood donation. But he doesn't specify how much. He just says, I'm giving wood. So how much does he have to give? Says the Mishnah, lo yifchos mishnei gezerin. He can't give less than two pieces of wood. Why? Because the word eitzim is plural. So we give it like the least amount of a plural. What's the least amount of a plural? Two. So he's got to give two pieces of wood, the normal size piece of wood that they would normally use on the mizbech. And of course, if he was giving the money for it, that's what he would normally do. He'd normally take the money and put it in the chest marked wood. That's how he would do it. And he would have to give that amount of money to buy two pieces of wood. Levoina, if someone said he's going to donate incense, so lo yifchos mikometz, he would give the amount for a kometz, which was the normal amount of incense that was offered with a meal offering. An average amount, a normal amount, that if he didn't specify, that's the amount he would have to give. Obviously, if he specified in any of these, he'd give the amount he specified. This is assuming he doesn't specify. Zahav, he says he's going to give a donation for gold. So here, it's actually that he said he's going to give a gold coin. Then lo yifchos mi dinar zahav, he can't give less than a dinar, a golden dinar. That was the smallest golden coin that there was, and that was the amount that he had to give.
If he doesn't specify.
If he doesn't specify. If he specifies, then he gives whatever he specified. He made a vow, and he didn't specify what he was going to give. So this is what we put on him. Shishal and Adava, now referring to the six chests. Remember, there were six chests for donation offerings. Nadava mahu yu oisin bo, and what would they do with the money that was in those chests? Loichin ba oilos, they would buy an oila offering. An oila offering. And with an oila offering, habasa lashem, the flesh of the animal was burnt up on the altar. In other words, it was given to Hashem. That's what was done with it. Vaha oiros, but the skin of the animal, lakohanim, would go to the kohen. Kohen would get the skin, and everything else of that offering would be burnt up on the altar. Zeh Midrash Darash Yehoida Kohen Gadol. And this, with this idea in mind, we can understand how Yehoida, the Kohen Gadol, understood a verse. The verse is, Asham Hu Asham Asham La Hashem. That verse over there says, Asham Hu, it was an offering for him, a guilt offering. But then it goes on to say that Asham Asham La Hashem, that it's for Hashem. So there's a contradiction in this verse. The first half says it was for him. And then the second half of the verse says, no, that it's for Hashem. So how do you reconcile the contradiction between these two halves of the verse? Zeaklal, this is the rule. Kol shubo mishum chet mishum ashma. This is the rule. Whatever a person donates for a sin offering or for an ashem offering, then the leftovers, yilkach ba'olos, they would buy an oila offering with a leftover. Because what's the rule we just said with an oila offering? Abasa la Hashem. The meat goes to Hashem, va'oros lakanim, and the skin goes to the kohen. And that's how you reconcile the two parts of the verse. Because one part goes to him, the kohen, which part? The skin. The other part goes to Hashem. That is the meat that was burnt up on the altar. And that's the reconciliation of the contradiction in that verse. Nimtzu shnei kesuvim kaim, and that's how we can understand two verses. Asham Lashem va'asham lakanim, the verse we've just said, we can understand with that principle in mind. Va'omer, and there's another verse, it's a verse from Melachim, which we also would have difficulty understanding if it wasn't for this principle. And the verse is, Kesef Asham, the money for a guilt offering, the Kesef Chatas, and the money for a sin offering, Lo Yivo Beis Hashem, don't bring to the house of Hashem, La Kohanim Yiyu, give it to the Kohanim. So this verse is impossible. Someone donates money for an offering, and says the verse, don't bring it to the temple, give it to the Kohanim. It makes no sense. So what this verse means is, if there's leftover money, if someone donates money for an Asham or a Chatas, and there's leftover money, the leftover money we buy an Oila offering, and the Oila offering, the meat goes to Hashem, and the skin goes to the Kohanim. That's how we can understand this.